Hey, everybody. We're in the midst of a few months of focusing on movement skills for climbers. But honestly, I'm not happy with just putting more info out there. So we're making an effort to not only collect the dots, but to connect the dots. And the main place I'm doing that is in our monthly newsletter, The Current. Once a month in your inbox, you'll get not a sales email, but my recent light bulb moments or interrogations of how we've always done things and what we could maybe be doing better. You'll also get the dots connected for you between all of the podcast episodes, blog posts, YouTube videos, and more, so that together we can learn, grow, and excel. The link is right there in your show notes. Thanks for the support.
How did you know how to put this all together?
I had excellent help, as will you. Quite a lot of planning went into this.
I would say so.
Is it possible to make research and science both more fun and, frankly, more useful for coaches and climbers? That's the question we needed to answer. And now that we're a few episodes into recording this podcast, I can honestly answer yes. It takes a lot of work, but yes. And our goal is to do that work for you.
Yes, science!
Are you feeling like the answer is yes, Paul? Or have you changed your mind on this?
I hate it. I don't think we should do it anymore. this has been great. Yeah, I've loved digging in, reading the research papers, talking it out with someone. A lot of times I'm just kind of, you know, in my office reading a paper, staring at the wall, contemplating silently. And I think dialogue is helpful for working things out and maybe uncovering some of the more nuanced takes on some of these things.
Yeah, totally. It's been a lot of fun for me. And in this podcast, Paul and I are getting together in the lab weekly to look at the body of research, both climbing specific and more general sports science, that's often cited by climbers on their quest to improve. We'll take each study, break it into its components, explain it in a way that doesn't quite make your eyes glaze over, and then discuss what's useful and the ways in which these studies are so wildly misinterpreted by damn near every single one of us.
Look it up, it's science.
All right, Paul, serious question. Is reading these papers more fun or more frustration? Or where does that ratio lie for you?
I think it really depends on the paper. There's definitely elements of both for all of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you read something and you think about things along these lines, there's always ways you want to set something up and there's ways they didn't set it up. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times that's because they have to deal with a lot of regulations, a lot of ethical considerations they need to take, which is the only way they'd get money to do these studies. And on the topic of money, maybe they don't have maybe the money they wanted to really go into in depth. So it's, I think that's important to keep in mind when you look through these things. You're like, well, why didn't they just do this way? Or this seems like a really minimalistic way to go about looking at this. There's a lot of other constraints that go into the creation of these studies that we need to consider. So I've been like almost forcing myself to temper my chomping at the bit to tearing apart and like, they should have done it this way. They should have done this way. But and trying to really just think about what was done in the study and how do I just take what was done there without trying to change it to what I would have wanted it to be.
Right. I think it's like our natural inclination to be like, why didn't they do this? I wish they had done this. Or if they had done this, it would have shown this. And that's not what this is necessarily about.
Right. We're not setting things up to get the result we want. We want to find out what the result normally is in most cases.
Right. Totally. And I think for me, it's been about 50-50 fun and frustration. You know, sometimes I'm, you know, reading a study and I'm like, I can't believe you didn't mention this in this study. Like, clearly, you know, this, you've measured this. I can tell you have by what's going on in the study, but you didn't tell me what the measurement was. And I want to know. And then other times I'm really surprised by the things that are being found. And it's really exciting. So I think it's quite fun. Season one of Breaking Beta drops on Wednesday, December 8th. And then every Wednesday for 10 weeks, we'll be getting into finger strength, tendon health, creatine, flexibility, and more. What the research says, what it doesn't, and how you've been getting it all wrong.
Booyah! Woo!
So make sure you're subscribed, hit the follow button on Spotify, and tell all of your friends, but particularly that one friend who's always citing his wild misinterpretations of the research.
Look it up, it's science.
Tell him you've got the perfect podcast for him.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
I'm Paul Corsaro.
I'm Chris Hampton.
Look, you two guys are just guys, okay?
And you're listening to Breaking Beta,
where we explore and explain the science of climbing.
With our skills, you'll earn more than you ever would on your own.
We've got work to do.
Are you ready?
Splatoon Audio.